AM 910 WJCW. That's where you come in there, buddy.
Oh, sorry about that. AM 910 WJCW. Carl and Alec right here on this Fractured Tuesday morning, coming up on 8:15. And each week about this time on a Tuesday, we check in with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. I digress a smidge. I have to ask you, out of all those artists who had a lineman song, did any of them have a Saturday night TV show like Glenn Campbell? Don't know. Don't think so. That's where I was as a teenager growing up, watching that Saturday night Glenn Campbell show.
I tell you what, that was great entertainment,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir.
Susie Cloyd joins us from Asbury Place in Kingsport, a CCRC community. Real quickly, in 30 seconds or less, refresh our listeners to what a CCRC community is.
Well, it's where you want to be. It's a continuing care retirement community with every level of care, every aspect of residential living. And, of course, Asbury Place in Kingsport is one of those places, the only place, the only CCRC in the Tri-Cities and in this region. But I want to share with you our guest this morning, Gary Ellis, and he's going to, you know, tell you who he is and what he does at the Kingsport YMCA. We've been a partner with the Kingsport YMCA for many years. What he brings to the table, what their programs bring to the table at Asbury Place at Kingsport is why I like to have him on periodically, because he can give you updates on what's new, what's different, what's going on at the center. And then also, too, I want to share with you a little bit about a partnership that we're going to do, but I'm going to let him talk for a few minutes. Then I want to share with you and all the listeners about a really unique event that's coming up.
Okay, great. Hey, Gary, how you doing? Good to talk to you.
Good morning. Good to talk to you. Good
right up on that mic there, Gary.
Yeah, get on the microphone there.
All right.
Like you're proud
love.
Of it.
It's like, hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm not shy.
Okay, there you go. Gary's joined us before on the show, courtesy of Susie, to talk about the affiliation between the Y and the Asbury Place in Kingsport. And real quickly, for our listeners who may have missed earlier appearances, give just kind of a quick overview of the involvement between the two entities and what the programs are and what that brings to actually both sides of the equation.
Sure, yeah. So what I do at the Y is primarily cater to our older adults, and that ranges from education all the way down to fitness instruction, planning events, fun day trips, kind of encapsulating all areas of a senior's health, whether it be physical, fitness, nutrition, or social health, things of that nature. And I met Susie, I'm not really sure.
Almost 3 years ago.
Yeah, about 3 years ago. I'm not really sure how we met or how we came across creating a partnership, but it just happened. It's kind of one of those God things. It was really neat.
Yeah.
And we decided that the YMCA and Asbury Place have a very similar mission in helping our older adults in our community just live much better, vibrant lives together. And, any time that you can bring two like-minded organizations that have a broad scope together, you have a much deeper and broader impact on lives.
Definitely true, Gary. And what are some of the programs and things that the Y has been able to bring to Asbury Place for the residents?
Yeah, so I make monthly trips over there, and I do either wellness education classes on topics that range from, an intro to diabetes, living with diabetes, all the way to just like basic nutrition or fitness principles, and then just some basic therapeutic chair exercises that help them kind of understand the mechanics and the physics of exercise and things that they could really do every day when they get up, just to help them get moving, such as like hand squeezes and wrist rotations and stretching and stuff to kind of help battle, what a lot of them deal with, which is arthritis.
Let me ask you this, Gary, because I'm 53. I know I look a lot younger, but here's something that I've started doing. I don't know if this is good for you or not. I'm just going to start doing it. But whenever I get in the shower, I usually sit down in the bathtub. I'm not going to lie. And then, run the bathtub. And, I call it a shap, or a bower, bath shower. But what I've started doing is when I start to get up, I do like 20 of those like tricep lifts, just lifting
dips.
Yourself up,
mm-hmm.
Just kind of like dipping out. And I started with, five, and then I'm up to 20 now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you recommend somebody that's in a bathtub every day or no?
Yeah, I think any time that you can get your body moving and you get blood flow going, especially if you're dealing with arthritis, because arthritis is really just a term for joint inflammation or inflammation. And anytime you can increase your blood flow to an area where it's inflamed, you're going to see a much greater range of motion. You're going to see the swelling go away. And it seems counterintuitive, right? Because we're achy. We don't want to move around. We don't want to get up. We don't want to move. But it's literally the best thing for us. You know, there's a reason that wheels are on cars. They're meant to roll. And there's a reason we have joints and muscles. We're meant to move, you know, so we got to stay moving.
Okay.
Great analogy there. I need to oil my joints, I think, right now, too. So just like I need to oil my car. Thinking out loud with Gary Ellis right now from the Kingsport Y on Susie Cloyd's program here, talking about the programs that both Asbury Place and Y, the Y do share, and how folks really should be interested in this too. I've got a personal question, if I may ask you, Gary, just and I think it'll be illustrative of what the Y can do. I'm rounding out a session of PT, okay, physical therapy. Got really weak over the winter, and so I'm now getting stronger again, and it will be ending soon. Does the Y have programs where I could come and explain to you what my situation was, the PT I went through, and then perhaps the Y could work up a program, your group could work up a program of exercise for me? Something, does the Y do something like that?
Yeah, so we offer a range of things for folks that are looking to improve their overall health. You know, we have group fitness classes that are really geared for all fitness levels. We have our instructors for those classes are very well trained. You know, if we have somebody that's got mobility issues that comes in, you know, they're able to offer alternative movements, work around, you know, previous injuries, things of that nature. And so they are kind of self-paced. You can pace yourself with the instructor, but we want to make sure that they're available to all fitness levels.
Mm-hmm.
We have nationally certified and educated personal trainers, that which would be a great way. Mm-hmm. You do have to, that is a paid service, so you'd have to pay for the trainer, but we go through great lengths to make sure that they're knowledgeable, they're safe, they're effective, they know what they're doing. And then on top of that, we also have a great partnership, which I think Asbury takes part in too, with the UT Extension mm-hmm. Office. They come in and they do a range of classes for our seniors. Right now, they're going through an Arthritis Foundation walking class. They just finished a fall prevention class last year, and then there was also at the beginning of this year an exercising with arthritis class, which went over basic principles about how to exercise and cope and deal with arthritis. So, yeah, there's a number of things. Plus, you get access to the Aquatic Center that has a warm water therapy pool, which is also pretty amazing.
Okay, I'll just go over there and pitch a tent right there.
That'd be great. Sounds good to Come on over. We got free coffee every day.
All righty. Folks, Gary, folks want more information. How do they get in touch with you and specifically your area of expertise at the Y?
Yeah, so you can reach me. My office number is 423-765-9727. That's 423-765-9727. Or you can reach me at GELLIS at YMCAKPT.org. That's my email. Or you can just drop one by. I'm much better in person than I am over the radio waves.
Just like Alec, right? There you go. Thanks so much, Gary. Appreciate it. And Susie, back to you.
Yeah, so I do want the listeners to know we are actually, this partnership that we're doing, we're having what's called the first annual Dance and Dine. And so it's sort of like a senior prom that we are partnering with the Kingsport YMCA. You can go to our Facebook page. Definitely go to the Kingsport Y's Facebook page and look for that. Gary is the person to contact as far as tickets go, because you will have to have a ticket for entry the night of the event. It's on May 4th. We're encouraging everybody to come. Very nostalgic theme. We're going to have antique cars there, photo booths, music, dance at the hop. We're going to do just about everything we can do very safely, and use the safe practices that Gary and his programs teach us. And then also, too, it will include a dinner and then large milkshakes to kick off the evening.
Oh,
so
my.
Annual Dance and Dine. And, of course, that's going to be at the clubhouse at the Villas at Asbury Place at Kingsport. And it is an Asbury Place Kingsport and Kingsport YMCA partnership. So contact Gary for information on that.
Get out your poodle skirts and your bobby socks.
Absolutely.
I tell you what, sounds
Bring
like a lot ride. Of fun. And that too. Susie, if folks want to find out more, how do they get in touch with
you? They can call me anytime, 423-830-8502. And you can always go to our website, asburyplacekingsport.org. Please follow us on Facebook.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you next week, Susie.
Thanks.